I'm going to talk a little bit about one part of doing a community health course online. We just heard from our colleague here about how they worked it in Oregon to develop an entire course and how they've made that work. I would like to say that I wish that's where we were, but because here in Colorado we're still dealing with working with students who graduate from ADN programs and have not a sense or a clue about what population-based nursing is, then we are challenged to provide that for them in an online format for RN to BSN students. So, let's see, I have no financial disclosures to share. I would like to acknowledge two of my colleagues who are in the audience, though, Priscilla Faulkner in the back and Faith Eggleston. Priscilla was really the mastermind of this particular instructional technique, and she got several of us at the university excited about pursuing this, and so we are now working at making it better and better, but I have to thank Priscilla for that. So she's also there to keep me honest, to make sure that I give you the information that you really need. Okay, so I guess the other thing I should say is I have 30 slides, so I'll try and get through them as quickly as I can. So in addressing the challenge of providing online baccalaureate education for RN participants, we'll consider several things in this presentation. We have to look at RNs as unique learners. They do come with special, unique learning needs. We have to look at some of the principles of online learning and concepts of public health that we want to share with them. And then finally, we're going to talk about how we can use problem-based learning in the form of a case study approach to help RNs with this process. So let's start off talking about RNs as learners and participants. First of all, we need to demonstrate the need for, obviously, BSN preparation for RNs. And we at the University of Northern Colorado and in many other places have gone pretty much to totally online programs for these students, which presents some real challenges in terms of how in the world do you teach someone to do population-based health when you never see them and you're communicating via discussion boards, et cetera, et cetera. So this was the challenge that we were faced with. We also recognize how important it is that if we're going to maintain, if we're going to educate and maintain our PHN workforce, we've got to find some effective ways for teaching RNs how to do that when we have more than 50% of all graduates from nursing schools these days are ADN graduates. So there are some challenges there for sure. So RNs do come with some unique learning needs. They are adult learners, which means they come with a basic knowledge of nursing, and they have basic nursing skills, but they often lack the conceptual understanding of higher level skills, problem solving, critical thinking, et cetera, et cetera. So our challenge is to incorporate that into our courses. And they have very little or absolutely no understanding of population-based nursing approaches, although they often will tell you that they have a good understanding of it and that they got it in their ADN program, when in reality they probably got very little or none at all. And then finally, the students that we deal with are geographically diverse, from New York to Florida to Texas to California to Colorado. Some of our students are local, but many, many of them are not. They're really scattered geographically, so that presents challenges also in terms of their experience, et cetera. So we have to remember that online, there are some advantages of online learning for these students. And the online programs allows them to build on their current nursing knowledge and to explore and integrate new concepts, such as population-based practice. The nice thing about these online programs are that they allow nurses to work individually and at their own pace, by and large. There certainly are still deadlines when things have to be handed in, et cetera, but they are they do have the opportunity to work more individually. And probably most important of all for the nurses that we deal with, it allows them, their online program allows them to remain in their jobs, in their communities during this educational process. Finally, we are able to develop and measure some learning outcomes through the online programs. So we also have to be concerned about integrating public health concepts into these programs, and as I go through and talk about what we have done, you could be thinking about what we didn't do. We made some mistakes too. And this the first go-around that we did was certainly a learning experience for us. But what we looked at was we took one part of the community, the public health nursing course that these students took, and there's one unit that we devoted to learning about chronic illness and then using public health concepts and a population base for the students to integrate what they know about chronic illness into their learning about population-based nursing. So it was quite a challenge, but has been very interesting. In doing this, we would hope that they would integrate some knowledge, some problem-solving abilities, and critical thinking abilities within a population-based framework. So we were challenged then to develop instructional techniques that would prepare them to practice using this population-based approach. So our question was, what's the effectiveness of a case study approach in an online public health nursing course for RN participants? So to answer this question, we decided that we would look at the problem-based literature and the problem-based instructional techniques that are available for us. And after reviewing some literature, we determined that our instructional technique would be an unfolding case study in addition with a reflective journaling assignment for them during during this unit. Now, I should say that this was only one unit of the community health course, and that when the participants started the community health course, they were introduced to the 10 essentials and all of the other population-based information. We did family assessments with them, they did a community assessment, et cetera, et cetera. So this unit really focused on chronic illness, and it also focused on then the culmination of everything they have learned all semester to integrate that into their population base. And our way of evaluating that was having them complete the case study and doing the reflective journaling. So let's talk first about the case study. As I mentioned earlier, the problem-based learning is utilize case studies a great deal, and these are rich in promoting both critical thinking and decision making. If you look in the literature, you'll find that again and again that's emphasized. The case study also allows the students to develop some credibility and relevance to current issues, and as I said before, it helps them build their problem-solving skills and increase their level of competence. The unfolding case study carries a case quote-unquote case study just a bit further in that what the students are required to do for this particular in this particular instructional technique is they're to develop the case study over time that then presents to us as faculty their ability to learn to integrate all of these population based concepts that they've learned with their knowledge of chronic illness. And we used a framework for our unfolding case study that was developed by Kim and some other people in 2006, and it basically includes four main components. That every unfolding case study has to have content, it has to have structure, it has to have attributes, and there has to be a process with it. And these terms are fairly self-explanatory. The content really refers to the fact that the case study has to have a purpose and a setting. The structure identifies the methods through which the story is disclosed. The attributes make sure that the case study is realistic, it's relevant, and that there are instructional components that are built into the case study so that students can, so we can identify learning from that. And then finally, the process. We look at their use of prior knowledge and their ability at assessment, feedback, and what other teaching aids they might use. So, this case study that we used unfolds in stages, and basically what happens is the participants are asked to develop a story. They either select a chronic illness or they select a patient who has a chronic illness and then use that chronic illness. And they develop a story around that. And this story must integrate their knowledge of the illness, their abilities at nursing assessment, planning, implementation, and evaluation. And then in addition to that, we would hope that they would be able to integrate the essentials of public health and population-based concepts into their case study. So in each stage, there were specific things for them to do, but basically they had to identify and reflect on potential problems of the case study, consider consequences of various actions that they developed, and devise methods for addressing the issues that were presented. So that was the first part of the instructional technique. The second part then was reflective journaling. And in this part of the exercise, this provided the opportunity for the students to reflect on what it is that they were learning and to communicate that. We did that through our discussion boards. We happened to have Blackboard as as our basis for our online programs. And so there were discussion boards that the students were required to participate in. And here they participate, they shared their perceptions and their reactions of their own learning, and they were able to respond to one another. We provided questions for them to sort of guide their thinking, to get them thinking about it and talking about it, and to demonstrate then their ability to integrate some of these concepts. They were expected to think critically and to reflect that. We included a component of ethical and moral issues, which they were also reflected on in their journaling. They were required to do the journaling, but we did not have really a specific rubric that we used to grade them, because one of the principles of reflective journaling is we don't want to be criticizing them for what it is they're saying, because it is their way of communicating what it is that they're learning, and so that's important. So the last thing then, we had to make sure we utilized best practices in online learning, and we used active learning techniques. We, as a faculty, were there and provided prompt and continuous feedback. We had fairly high expectations for them, which we hoped to communicate clearly, and attempted to have respect for their diverse talents and their ways of learning. So I'm going to quickly talk about our implementation, because I know my time is getting short. But we basically had several different steps in the way in which we implemented this. First of all, we set up a community-based scenario for them. Then we identified the three stages of the unfolding case study that they were to use and go through as they developed their case study. The reflective journaling followed those three stages. And then finally, we had evaluation. So our community-based scenario was they were told that they were a community health nurse case manager who needed to prepare an orientation for new nurses who were coming to work for him or her, with only hospital experience in chronic illness. And the purpose of this orientation was to increase their knowledge for managing chronic illness in a community-based setting. So that each of our participants was given that scenario. And then we established the guidelines for the various stages of the case study. So they're developing this case study for these new nurses that are coming on board for them. So in the first stage, they had to select the chronic illness, provide an overview and epidemiology of it. They did a literature review to identify what was up-to-date and evidence-based information on that particular illness. And then they had to select some of those readings as assignments. They developed learning objectives and then began their story. Now, during that same week then, they were expected to do some reflective journaling, and here we had them focus on what is the meaning of chronic illness to themselves and to an individual and family who is experiencing chronic illness, taking into consideration culture and healthcare. And they were to talk about some of the concepts of the chronic illness and chronic illness trajectory, and as I said, the effects on the family. So then the next stage then was to continue with the unfolding case study, where they identified problems and issues and ethical issues. And at this point then they started developing questions. So if they were going to have someone do this case study, they had to develop questions that would help guide the learning of that person. And they started out with these questions focusing on individuals and families, and then on to communities and systems. And again, they had to do some integration and reflect their various levels of understanding. The reflective journaling at this point then carried them up to the next level. They started looking at family adjustments, problems and issues that would need to be addressed, and some of them were very creative in bringing in various kinds of problems that related to community health to be addressed there. They looked at effects of chronic illness on the quality of life and barriers to using the healthcare system, et cetera, et cetera. Then finally, stage three was the final stage of their story. And here they completed their story and then developed a final summary that was related to the chronic illness trajectory. They then answered the questions that they had developed in stage two. That was part of their learning as well, because if they knew the answer to the questions, they probably knew the material very well. And then they made their final changes to their stage to their case study. And then they did their final journaling, which was where they looked at, finally, the impact of community health on the study of chronic illness and their role as a nurse. Do I have to stop?
Well, you have to stop.
Okay. There were some strengths and weaknesses of our program, and
that will be a question that one of you will ask her. What are some of the strengths and weaknesses of your project?
Okay. And I want to know if anybody picked out what was some of the weaknesses that we did.
Okay, thank you so much to all five of our presenters.